Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we'll pick up Simen Shin Yud Dalet Sifches. Choysoloi Shel Tmarim Ugroi Grois. So we're talking over here, this is an important Si'if, we'll try to get to the end of Shin Yud Dalet. We're talking over here about the covers of food. And here the Chosalos explains the Mishabur and Sifkat Lamaches are Kelim Asui Mikapos Tfarim. There are utensils that were woven out of what we would call lulav sticks. And then they put tamarim inside. They would put them inside, the Mishabur says, to cook. So are you allowed to open them up? Ima kisui kosher b'chaval. So if it's covered, it's tied together with a string. Mati v'soser sharshos achelo v'choseich afil b'sakin. So then you can undo it and cut it even with a knife. Afil gufan shel chasolos. This is no different, says the Mechaber, than opening up a walnut and getting that which is inside. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa is quoted as saying that this is the heter for opening up bags of food on Shabbos, and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa quotes a Tashbetz. That says that this halacha does not only apply in regards to food, but also opening a shofar to get to a shofar. So that's what Tashbetz writes. So we learn from that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa all is talking about case of bidyeved, but bidyeved you would also allow to tear to open up cups as well. Similarly, simftes mutalaf kiv lachto kishri ashfut shikosh mitzla ob ofat sluyim. One is allowed to open up a kesher of shvud. In other words, something's been tied to a spit, a piece of lamb, or a roast of meat, of chicken. So then in such a case, one's allowed to cut it off. If you take a look in Shin Yud Zayin, in the Beis Yosef over there, it seems that it's not even an Iser Durabban at all. It's not even called a Maisa Malacha. Sif Yud. Chosama Shebekarka Gondela Shel Bar Shekosher Bochevel Yochel Atira. If you have something that literally is signing to the ground. What it means is that it's covering up the ground. It's signing off. It's creating a barrier between what's inside the ground and what's above it. Kigon dela shel bor shekosher bo chevel. An example of that would be to cover a pit, and that cover is attached with a string. Yachal atira. Then you're allowed to undo the string and then thereby be able to open it up. Since it's Omer Lahatir, people are constantly opening and closing. We have what we call here in Israel today a machsan. So in those days, that was the machsan. They would dig a hole, they put something on top, and so then you're constantly opening and closing a machsan, and therefore it's going to be mutav. Lo mafki v'chotech mishum stira. So even though we learned up above in Siftes that it's mutav gila chotech, if you have a string that's attached to a spit, but over here, if you mafkiv it chotech, so then in such a case, then this is attached to the ground. So then it's going to be a problem of stira once it's attached to the ground. That's what Mishnah Berurah explains. If katan mem gimel, without kash also lekayim lamnashul lo lasir b'shabbos, alam ein also lekayim klal mutter. If this wasn't meant to last at all, then in such a case there is no problem, because then it's not considered significantly attached to the ground. For that reason, you're allowed to remove a board. Sometimes they would board up the oven to maintain the heat, and they would put lime or some type of mild concrete over there to maintain the heat. And then when you were done, so you would rip it off. So that in such a case as well, that's not considered truly attached. It's made to be taken off. And if it's made to be taken off, even if it's there stark, it's applied there in a strong manner, nevertheless, you're allowed to remove it. Yud Aleph. Also, litein shayva o shemen av, b'neke v'chavos l'sosmo, m'pnei shu mimareach. One is prohibited from putting wax or oil on top of a hole in a barrel to close it up, because mimarech. Mimarech means to flatten out. The mimarech in the time of the Mishnah was if you had hides that they would flatten the hide. That was part of the process of making the hides in the Mishkan, but the same applies also to other items as well. And the parentheses here in the Shulchan Aruch adds, Pirush Aruch, Sicha, Meshicha, Ticha, Mericha, Shia, Inyan, Echadu, all these types of things of flattening out is all the same thing, and that's all part of the Yisr. Avol B'shar Dvarim Delespe Mishum Merech, but other things that are not subject to Merev, they're not as thick, Mutter, then in such a case, or they're not as, they're not rubbed, they're not flattened, so then in such a case it would be permissible. So to explain, if you have a barrel, and you want to close up that hole in the barrel, so if you plug it with something that's not Mimareach material, then in such a case that would be permissible. But to do Mimareach, that's going to be problematic. Why is it permissible, and what is Mimareach? So let's start with why it's permissible, and then go back to Mimareach. So it says in Mishaburis Tevkata Memzayin, Mutar hainu afil hachnas tochen ekev, to hol ve'en ayayin yotze afil b'li tikun, lo mechzi kemisakin, that since the wine doesn't go out without, even if you would not have put the item in that hole, in other words, the water line, the wine line was below this hole, so then it doesn't look like you're doing any tikkun. That's the explanation of why it's going to be permissible. In other words, Mishabru is bothered, why isn't it a tikkun? So the answer is, it's not considered a tikkun because Ena Yayin Yosef Filu B'lo Tikkun. V'achronim Kosu D'ikur Kedas Aramam Shecholek Azeh Usfir Leid Afilu Eim Ena Yayin Yotzei Derech Shem Gam Kein Asli Ten Shem Dover B'toch Anek L'sat Mishum D'havi Kein Bonin. So the Machlok is reshoned him whether when you stuff up the hole, if it's doing something practically, like it's causing the wine not to go out, then everybody agrees that's Kein Bonin. But what if you're not doing anything practically vis-a-vis the wine? So the Rambam says, still, you're fixing a hole. If you're fixing a hole, it's Kein Bonin. The Shulchan Aruch is paskening, according to the other Rishonim, the Rif and the Rush, who say that it is not a problem. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that many Achronim paskin like the Rambam, L'chumra, and therefore, L'chatchila, one should be noeg, like the Mechaber, that it is Aser. V'mhoya Yayin. Oh, and let's, before we go on to Vimhaya Hayayin, and let's talk about a little bit of Mimareach. So Mimareach, we mentioned, is the Isser of flattening out. So what exactly is subject to the Isser of Mimareach? Many food items will be subject to Mimareach by flattening out, at least in the world of theory. One should argue that if you flatten it out, that would also be mimareach. Hence, we saw that when it comes to the case of the shemen, we saw that not only is mimareach apply to a cream, but also the Mishnah Berurah raises. We saw even in the mechaber shaiva o shemen av, even a thick oil would also be subject to the Isser. Now, this is actually an interesting question, because the Be'er Halacha later on, the Dirshu quotes this, in Shin Chaf Aleph Yutes, points out that we do have a rule, Ein Isser Mamareach Ba'ochlin, that there is no Isser Mamareach Ba'ochlin. So the Be'er Halacha there suggests that that's when you're using it as a ochel, but we're here using the ochel as a plugger, so then in such a case, Halacha is going to be different. I'd like to suggest, based on Rav Nevin Sal Shita, Rav Nevin Sal Shlita holds that the halacha ein mimareach ba'ochlin is only derech achila. However, if a person smears hummus in a very nice decorative manner, Rav Nevin Sal holds that might even be an isur daraisa. When do you say ein mimareach ba'ochlin? That means you don't have to be concerned when you eat that you're doing mimareach. You don't have to be concerned when you're preparing food by smearing it on a piece of bread and eating it. That's not going to be a problem. But if you're making it nice, then that's going to be a problem. So according to our great Rebbe, that's another reason why how one could possibly answer the bear halacha. Finally, Rav Nevin Sal also reports that there seems to be, at first glance, a machlokas between Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zecher Tzadikim Levracha, in regards to mimareach on Shabbos, on liquid soap. Do you say that liquid soap is subject to mimareach? So it's well known that Rav Moshe Feinstein was Machmir, and Rav Shlomo Zalman was Mekel. So Rav Nevenzel suggests that possibly, actually here, I didn't remember this, but in the Beitzel Kar he says, Vishamati, I thought it was his idea, to suggest that there really is no machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman was talking about here in Israel where the liquid soap is thinner. Rav Moshe was talking where the liquid soap is thicker, and then in such a case, it depends on the thickness of the liquid soap. Finally, but the moment in which the wine goes out through the hole, so then in such a case, it's prohibited to close it up. Let's say he puts shum, garlic, over there, and he says he's hiding the garlic, but we know that his real intention is to close it up. So then in such a case, that would be a case of harama. So harama is generally not acceptable. But if he's a talmud chacham, then in such a case he would be able to be marim. This raises an interesting tzarachiyun. Why don't we say that it's a psik reshe? Why don't we say that automatically he's doing it? So the answer might be that over here it's just what it just appears as bona. It's not bona. So if he knows that he's not doing bona, so then in such a case harama would be acceptable. Sifu Bay, Sakin Shutaka Bakosal is straightforward. If you have a knife that is thrust into a wall, shall eight and vodyom asotsiva shabbas, kimin shudav mechuber. So anything that's attached to the wall, you always have to be concerned that that would qualify as a malacha by taking it off. An example that I could think of, one example that the post can discuss is portraits that are attached to the wall, so that one should be careful about. Just dawned on me, children often put games on the wall, like a dart game. And so on, that would be a shaila of whether one could take that off the wall, because that would be soser as well. The point is that soser is not only being soser the house, but even taking it down. The Gemara Masecha Shabbos has on Daf Ayin Gimel Amabez that if a person is flattening out the ground in his house, so then in such a case, the Gemara says that's bona. He's not building anything. The answer is anything that you contribute or take away from the house would be bona and sosa. So the moment it's attached, maybe even a dark game would also be a shayla. If it's tachov in a safsel, and anything that's talosh, a bench, or anything that's not attached, then that's mutav. And datzu shlofa bod yom, afilu kol shari. Also, if it's not truly attached to the wall, so then in such a case it's permissible. In other words, a knife that has already been stabbed into the wall a few times, so it's a larger hole. So then, that's just a case to hold the knife. So that would be an interesting question. How do you look at those things that are hanging on the wall? If it's hanging on the nail, right, do you say that that's like datzo shlafa, or one would not say that is datzo shlafa, and that would be an interesting question. The Dirshu does not discuss it over here. Tomorrow night we'll pick up with the sugya of Alon.